Blog Talk Radio.
Look at somebody on the side of you. Some say, neighbor, you don't really have a problem. All you need to do is put it on.
Afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome to Ministering God's Way Fivefold. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's topic is All in His Hands. Yes, I put it all in His hands. Our scripture is coming from the third chapter of Proverbs. That's the third book of Proverbs. And if you turn with me, we're going to read the first verse all the way through the 35th verse in its entirety. And it reads, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thy find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. Then shall thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt liest down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, and when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again tomorrow. I will give when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the forward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come today.
Thank you.
We come before you, thanking you today. Lord, that somebody may be listening in and need a touch in their body, that somebody may be listening in their soul and say, Father, we come against all evil spirits, we come against the fires of the air.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, let your mighty blood trouble, let your mighty will be done. And Lord, we trust in you. So Lord, today we ask you to sing your word in a mighty special way. Again, Father, we thank you for another opportunity. Lord, as we go on the air, going out throughout the whole world.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, remember that child somewhere lost. Lord, Jesus, from home, they didn't find, Lord, touch.
In the name
of Jesus. They'd be able to find them. Remember that soul, Lord, that are lost, that they left your church, that are lost because of confusion. They are lost because of understanding. But Lord, help them realize, Lord, that it's time to come back and say yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we come against every evil spirit, every sickness.
Yes.
Come to attack the body. We're attacking it right now in the mighty name,
of Jesus.
Let your mighty blood cover. Let your mighty will be done.
Oh,
and
yes,
Lord, we're thanking Lord. Everything is going to be all right because everything is going to be all right.
Hallelujah.
By faith is already done.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And yes, I put it all. We put it all in God's hands because there's no secret of what God can do. What he's done for others, he can do it for you. Amen. God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. And our scripture we were reading out of the third chapter of Proverbs, and the Lord was talking about he despised not the chastening of the Lord, because he chastens the son that he loves, and he doesn't want us to be weary of his correction, because he said, whom he loves, he correcteth, and he delights himself in his children. And so he wants us to be obedient, and he told us in his word that obedience is better than sacrifice. So we are not to put sacrifices before obedience. If God tells us to do something, we are to do it. Amen. And we're not supposed to doubt it or second guess it. We are to go forth in the name of Jesus what God tells us to do. Because oftentimes I know we'll jump the gun, air trip it. I know I will. I'll jump the gun and do things because I think it's the right thing to do. But if God is telling me to go one way and he's telling me to go right and I'm going left, I'm being disobedient. And so when we're talking about putting it all in his hands. So when we're talking about putting things in his hands, we have to give it all to the Lord. We have to surrender, not our will, but God's will be done. Amen? Because the Lord talks about, he tells us in the third book of Proverbs, he tells us about wisdom and getting understanding. In the third division of Proverbs, in the 13th verse, it reads, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that giveth understanding. Because the Lord tells us in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. However, he told us in all our getting, get an understanding. Amen. So we need to have an understanding. If we don't, we need to ask God daily to help us get an understanding so we can do the will and to his work. And so we can go forth in obedience unto him. And I know we all have trials and tribulations, and we all have circumstances. But God wants us to trust in him and acknowledge him. And he tells us that in the same scripture here. He wants us to lean not onto our own understanding. Amen. And he wants us to lean on him, lean on his everlasting arm. You know, and that's the song we sing sometimes in church, leaning on the everlasting arm. Amen. Amen. God is so good. And Elder Triplett is joining us live this afternoon. I'm so grateful to God that we're on the air this afternoon, because what God has done for others, he'll do it for you. And there's no secret of what he will do. And so we just want to give him the opportunity to just talk to us a little bit about when you totally surrender your life to Christ, when you can fully give up your will and turn it over to God's will, then we can see the miraculous. We can see the divine healing take place in our life because we are trusting and leaning on his everlasting arm. So we know in the 11th chapter of Hebrews that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So this is a faith walk. This is not something that we can see. You know, we can't just, it's like when you place something, you put something in a particular place. You put it up and you put it in that place because you want it to be kept. So God wants us to put everything, not some things, not, you know, just our job, our finances. He wants us to put everything, even our spouses in his hands, our children in his hands, our parents in his hands, everything that is involving us and concerns us. Amen, Elder Triplett? Amen.
Okay, let us focus on verse 1, put it all in his hand. He said, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep thy commandment. When we focus on that, we're looking at the main thing is keeping God's commandment. We know what the Bible says. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not bear false witness. In other words, you know, talk about your brother and sister. Put it all in his hand. When you put it all in God's hand, and this day and time, we need to put it in his hand. And let's focus on number one. It said, my son. In other words, don't forget where the Lord then brought you from. Who woke you up this morning? Did you tell him thank you? Did you tell him today how good he'd been to you? Did you talk to him today? Mm-hmm. Did you let him know he's a mighty God and he's a merciful God and he's a wonderful God, and we lean on him.
Yeah.
And we got to understand, we have to go back to the Bible and start to lean on God, put it all in his hands. Not some of the things in his hands, put it all in his hands.
Yeah.
In other words, what I'm saying is we got to trust God totally.
Yeah.
We got to dedicate our lives and surrender our lives. Once we surrender our lives, once we get God out of our lives, once we say, God is in your hands, out of my hands, it's you, Lord, it's not me, then God is going to give me move in our lives. God can bless. But as long as we in the way, and then God can move on our behalf. But when you get out the way, and say, God is you. If you work for Job, if you work for Peter, wife, when you heal all that, heal, Lord, you can work for me. In other words, mm-hmm. God is not, can't lie. Mm-hmm. God won't lie, never lie.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to realize when the enemy comes, he comes to steal, destroy.
Mm-hmm.
He come to kind of do like the old story said one time when coming to school, and said a little wolf huff and puff and blows the house down. But when he got to the brick house, when you put it all in God's hand, and you let God take totally control. And what I'm saying is, let God take total control of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to let the enemy know, no matter
mm-hmm.
what you come up at me, I know what you come to do.
Mm-hmm.
You come to defy, but I'm going to put it in God's hand. And not only put it in God's hand, I'm going to let God use me. I'm going to let God.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to let God take control of my life. The Bible says that David wait up on the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Shall be.
Renew
this.
Yes, Lord.
The day we ever needed the Lord before, we need him now.
Yeah.
We look around today and just step into 6 weeks. Everybody talking about the president. Listen, it's all in God's hands.
Yeah.
It's not in Trump's hands. It's not in Hillary's hands. It's not in the ones that's running this country's hand. It's in God's hands.
Hallelujah.
God can take anything and turn it around. God can do anything but fail.
Yeah.
That's what America got to get back to and let God be first.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, what we going to do? Trump get it. What we going to do? Here we go. What I'm going to do is put it in God's hands.
Hallelujah.
Whoever get it. But I know one thing, whoever
Lord
get it, whoever best in my interest, whoever best that I think is going to be able to do the job, whether he's a woman or whether he's a man, not. Our problem is sometimes we look at the situation,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times we look at what already has done. When we believe in prayer, we believe that God's in control. Can nobody do no more than God allows them to do.
Mm-hmm.
The devil, what he's trying to come in the middle, he's trying to take a lot of things. He's trying to take prayer out of school, but we still, some schools are still praying in some best state of Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
They're still praying in school.
Yes,
and what I'm saying is,
you
put it all in his hand.
Yes,
and,
Lord.
And the Bible says,
all
my son, my Lord, words, don't forget what God has done for you in this country. God bless you.
Amen. And praise God. Yes, that was a good word. Amen. Thank you, Elder Triplett. And I just love the Lord because he heard my cry and he pitied my every groan. And you know what? As long as trouble rides, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to hasten to God. So hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Because, see, I know I can go. What we talked about, where can I go? I can go to the rock that is higher than I. Yeah, that's what we talked about last week. I can go to the rock. We talked about the King of Glory. And so that's who we're talking about today. His name is King Jesus. And it's a privilege to serve the Lord. And it's a privilege and an honor to be able to speak his word. Because, you know, for our lost. And when you lost, you have to be found. And you need deliverance and you need a savior. And you can make that change, and you can make it today. Because even when you do accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you repent of your sins and you're baptized in Jesus' name, you have to guard your spirit. And the Bible tells us to watch and pray. Because you know why? The devil. Guess what? The devil, okay? He is going to and fro seeking whom he may devour. Okay? And so you cannot be ignorant of Satan's devices because the devil, he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. So you have to ask God to give you a spiritual discernment so that you will be able to discern the good from the evil. Amen? And that you can also be able to decipher when the devil is using you. And you ought to know when you're being used by the devil. Amen?
Let us focus on verse 13. It says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. When we look at today, and I have to go back to politicians. Let me accept that for a while. America we as a peoples of God, we have some morals and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is that happy is the man that's finding wisdom. You tell me you got some morals and understanding about God. You can say anything you think you want to say. God said, you got to understand God, who he is. God is a man what can I say? He's a man that you have to honor God. You respect
mm-hmm.
God. And a lot of times as we're looking around today, a lot of times people are discouraged because of the system. They are discouraged because they can't find a job. But we are serving a God that's
mm-hmm.
able to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
We're serving a God that can turn around and put money in your pocket.
Hallelujah.
You don't believe that he put money in your pocket. Again, we look at the system today. In the system, somebody said, well, in Washington, it's corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
We need to change Washington. No, we need to save Washington. We don't need to change Washington. We need to save Washington. We need to save starting, especially with the Trump. Yeah, we need to save Donna. Then Donna started talking about Jesus.
Amen.
How many times you ever heard Donna say Jesus is alive and well? How many times you heard Donna say that God is a good God, also on the Democrat Party? We need to get God back in
yes.
to America. And no matter what we do, no matter who we get in there. But I said again, we are American. We've been brought up on morals. We've been brought up on respecting one another, not talking about one another, not slandering one another. That's what America got to understand, that what is happening, why things are happening around us, why tornadoes, why earthquakes, it's because people are getting away from God. And when you get away from God, when you get away from the respect, you don't respect nobody. You think you're above everybody. You think you can do what you want to say. You think you can say what you want to say. But God got the last word. And God is the answer.
Amen.
The Bible says, happy is the man. See, in other words, when you're happy,
yes.
A person that is in Christ, a person that is Christian, they ain't gonna say anything. They ain't gonna do anything. In other words, that's why I said, let me say this, but it don't matter to me, and I'm not fearful because the killer will get it, because I know God is still in control.
Yes, he is.
And by the way, and be very frank about it, I'll be feeling more technical about it, but who would want somebody in there trying to help this establishment, trying to help this world, and trying to help our young people get out of the corner? Yeah, everybody can say a lot of things what they're going to do, but we know everything that they say they're not going to be able to do because we got Congress, we got this. But let them politics alone. Let us get it. It's a happy is the man
mm-hmm.
finds wisdom. If you got wisdom of God, you got everything that you need. You got some wisdom of God, and you got happy things in me. And man, that get it understanding. The Bible says in all things, get understanding. And then you got a clear understanding in your mind, a clear understanding who you is, a clear understanding who God, and what he come to die. See, God come to die for the sins of the world. He didn't die for just one country. God died for the whole world. He didn't die because you was like the God died, he died for the Americans, he died for the Africans, he died for the black, he died for the white. We are suddenly God that died for everybody. And let me say something, God is a God that he let people say what they want to say. But in the end, but before the end, he had the last say. Everybody got to face God at that great judgment day.
Yeah.
Now, what is that judgment day? Let me break it down to the judgment day can be, he can be your day. In other words, you can live forever. And the judgment day come when you got to die and face God. What are you going to tell him?
Yeah.
What do you got to tell him? You got to tell him, Lord, did I live right? Did I do right? Did I treat my neighbor right? Did I treat my brother? Amen. So that's why I'm saying in the day and time we're living in, put it all in his hand. And God won't have his way.
Oh, yes. And you know what, Elder Triplett? The Bible tells us by him, Jesus Christ, you know what it says? By him, kings rule. And princes reign. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, he said, by him, princes rule, and kings reign. That's the scripture. By him, the Lord, by him, kings rule and princes reign. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so, I believe it may be, I may have it back, the princes rule and kings reign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, princes rule and kings reign. And so, in other words, you have princes in rulership and you have kings reigning. That's it. Princes rule and kings reign. Okay? And so, whatever the outcome is, God allowed it. He allowed the king and the queen to reign. Amen? Mm-hmm. And he allowed the prince and the princess to rule.
Yes.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever our votes are and whatever your votes are on election day, you do want to go out and vote on November 8th to the polls. But we just want to let you know that we have to put it all in God's hands, because by him, princes rule and kings reign. Amen? God is so worthy. He's so awesome. He's just so worthy of all the glory, of all the praise, and all the honor. Put it all in his hands. If you're going through a marriage problem, I know my husband and I, we had our marriage issues, but God worked it out. Amen? Amen. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And all we had to do is what? Put it all in his hands. Amen?
Amen.
All in God's hands. And that's what you have to do. Whatever you're going through, you're looking for a job, you need a healing, you need a deliverance, you need a home to live in, whatever, you need a car to drive in. That's all you got to do is put it all in his hands. Amen? Amen. So we just thank you on this afternoon for tuning in today to Minister in God's Way. We love you so much. We thank you for listening, and we want you to continue to tune in every Sunday at 5 p.m. Central Time on Minister in God's Way fivefold. So again, remember, put it all in God's hands. Remember, by him, by Jesus Christ, princes rule and kings reign. God bless you.
Look at somebody.